40 Days Pondering Heaven, Day 28. Will we be married in heaven? Matthew 20, verse 30 says, "At the resurrection, people will neither marry nor be given in marriage. They'll be like the angels in heaven." Hi, this is Jim Brown. That single sentence has brought comfort to some and heartache to others. If you've loved a spouse deeply, as I have, the thought of that bond dissolving can feel like loss. But notice what Jesus didn't say. He didn't say we wouldn't know each other. He didn't say love would disappear. He said the institution of marriage, as we know it, won't continue. And then he pointed to something far greater. You see, marriage on earth serves a beautiful purpose: companionship, family, a living picture of Christ in the church. But it also exists because of our brokenness and mortality. We need a spouse to endure hardship, raise children, stave off loneliness. In heaven, none of those needs remain. God himself will dwell among us, says that in Revelation 21, and every ache that marriage mitigates will be healed there completely. Paul reinforces this in Ephesians chapter 5, when he says, quoting Genesis, "The two shall become one flesh." And revealing that marriage was also pointed beyond itself, he says, "This mystery is profound, and I'm saying that it refers to Christ and the church," unquote. You see, earthly marriage is a shadow. The union with Christ is the substance. Will you recognize your spouse? Of course. The rich man in Luke 16 recognized Lazarus and Abraham across the chasm. Our identities aren't erased, they're redeemed. But the exclusive covenant of marriage gives way to a wider, deeper communion, a community of perfect love where no one is left out and every relationship is whole. If you think heaven feels like subtraction, look again. Jesus promises we'll be like the angel, not stripped, but gloriously free. What we lose in earth in marriage will gain an unbroken closeness with God and all his people. My prayer: Lord, although I don't understand it all yet, I am looking forward to your perfect plan. Amen. Extra bonus: something else we won't have in heaven? Worry.